Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com is her website. You can find out all the things that she does there, including her daily tax tip. Right, Eva?
Well, it hasn't been daily, but it's going to be weekly.
Okay, so weekly.
Now that I'm coming back.
That's close enough. And so check that out, folks. Her book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. How many editions now, Eva?
We're in the second edition.
Second edition. So
but most of the information is still in very current condition.
All right, so check that out. Wherever books are sold and on her own website, thetaxmama.com. She is one of the top small business tax experts in the galaxy. Eva, one of the things that I have known for a long time is that it's really, really hard to get customer service out of the IRS. I mean, we've literally, within the last couple of years, we've literally been on hold so long that we literally put the phone on hold and go back to work, and hours later, still no answer.
Oh, yeah,
that was before Obamacare.
That was before Obamacare.
So what are we going to do now?
Well, you know, you're either going to learn some tricks, or you're going to start turning to the professionals for help. And I don't know if you saw.
But they need to contact the IRS sometimes.
Well, we do, and we have tricks, and we're teaching each other tricks. But let me tell you the first trick, by the way.
Okay.
First, did you see the Super Bowl?
Of course, yes. I'm still heartbroken.
Yes. Well, they had a flyover with banners for NAEA, the nation's tax professionals.
Oh.
So, you know, we're promoting enrolled agents out there, and that's one of the people, that's one of the groups that you want to see, is enrolled agents. We are the nation's tax representatives, and we know how to get through to the IRS. Yeah. The best of us have made friends with key contacts at the IRS because we've been working with them, volunteering with them on their committees and so forth.
And you know their cell phones, don't you?
We know how to reach them, yeah. So, and the others, there's a special hotline for tax professionals. There is something called the Practitioner Priority Service where we can get really great answers. Only, I'm hearing that it's a 4-hour wait for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's what I'm talking about.
Excuse me.
You used to go down to the office and wait a little while, and somebody would work with you right there in the door.
And someone just told me that she did that, and she was turned away by the guard.
I know.
They said they are only accepting people with payments.
Yeah.
They are so busy.
Yeah.
So here's one of the things you do. One is, don't call on Monday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Call early in the morning on other days or late in the afternoon when the lines are less busy. Mm. So you're not going to be on hold as long. The other problem is that when you do get through, you're not going to get the answer you want. And even in the hotline, the IRS has started providing less and less services, fewer and fewer services, worse answers.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS website has a lot of tools for you now. You can look up your refund. You can get your transcripts for free. So you have tools over there. If you can't get what you need, if you come to TaxMama.com and click on Ask a Question, we answer your questions for free, and we point you to the resources that can help you.
Mm.
Granted,
thank you.
If it's complicated, I will say you should talk to a tax professional.
Right, you need to hire someone. But Eva, when you think about where we are now, and we got Obamacare hasn't even really hit yet. They haven't really taken on the full load of work that Obamacare is going to give them.
That's right.
Aren't we heading toward an absolute thermonuclear meltdown?
We are, and if you read the tax,
I don't just mean the IRS. I mean
the whole thing, the entire
from the Main Street business right on up to the IRS. I mean the whole thing. This could be a national nightmare.
It is, and it is, and you know the Congress has made everything ever more complicated.
Yep.
I think they have advocated responsibility. And I know that this may be seditious, but I think we need to abolish Congress for a while.
I think so, too. I think Texas has the right idea. They only meet every 2 years. Every other year.
But you know
what else? All this thermonuclear meltdown could move us toward a flat tax, too, which I would like. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.